This is the Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is an interview with Bernice Leung on December 11th, 1980, taking place in Chinatown. This is tape two. Okay, I was asking you, Bernice, whether you had heard of any comparisons being made between Chinese and Jewish in regards to the way they do business.
In the way they do business, uh-huh. Well, this I've heard that, like, you know, Gao Gong people, they always say that they're Chinese Jews. Yeah, they're very clever, they're very shrewd in their dealings. But I think we have varying types of Chinese, just like you have varying type of Jewish people. That some are very good business people, some are not. Mm-hmm. I think you'll find that among Jewish people too, that some, there's no, well, we classify Jewish people as being certain kind of people, but I think that I've met a lot of Jewish people that are not like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Where did most American-born Chinese meet their spouses?
Well, I think that they used to, now in recent years, I don't know because I don't get involved anymore, but there used to be a lot of dances. I think that's what we look forward to, going to dances, and you would meet your friends at the dances.
Mm-hmm.
And even in Fresno, we had dances all the time. I think that's where we met a lot of our friends. And in Fresno, it's a much different situation. All the mothers and the grandmothers would all be sitting around the discussing who was dancing with who, or, and who had the most beautiful dress on and all that. But here it was just a matter of various clubs giving dances, and we'd always go to them. We'd always be invited by somebody. I guess everybody would need a date, and sometimes you'd be the fortunate or unfortunate, whichever it happened to be.
Uh-huh. Did you meet your husband at a dance here?
No, with Elmer, I think when I went to church, and I had not met him. I had gone to church with my cousin, and he wanted to know who I was. And then I think we had a double date, his sister and her friend, and I went with him.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we met.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you think most American-born Chinese married American-born or preferred to marry American-born?
And if you were to ask me directly, I would say yes, but I have known of some marriages with when they married that were not, I have a cousin that married one who was not native born, but it turned out to be a very good marriage. And she, I don't know whether it was because of her background, she's very outgoing, her English is not perfect, but they seem to have a common interest.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I hear of others that, of course, there are some boys who just can't seem to find a girl that they like here, or they just, something happens, they go back to Hong Kong to get married.
Mm-hmm.
But they're, oftentimes these are not successful marriages either. I know of a relative, again, that went back to Hong Kong, married a very lovely girl in appearance, but it didn't work out, so subsequently they divorced, and he married somebody else that was native born.
Mm-hmm.
But my thinking is this, that I think that native-borns could get along better with native-borns.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have backgrounds that are similar. Incidentally, did you marry a native-born? You marry Chinese-born.
I'll tell you about that later. Do you think that Samyak married, preferred to marry Samyak, or Samyak-speaking Chinese would marry Samyak-speaking?
No, if you're talking about American-born, it doesn't matter a bit.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But I think the older folks might say, oh, this is, you know, they're from the same village, this should be the ideal marriage, but native-born, no, they don't even care.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Were American-born Chinese just as eager to have sons rather than daughters?
I think so. At least they'd like to make sure they have one son.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What did most people think of interracial marriage? And I mean, what did the Chinese think of interracial marriage?
I think that today, it is an acceptance. They it's like fate. It's like, well, we have no choice in the matter. For myself, for my own thinking, I'm not in favor of mixed marriages, but that's their affair. I mean, it's not for me to say, and that would be my same attitude. I've heard people maybe around my age will say, well, there's nothing we can do about it if that's the way it is. It is. It's just be thankful, my uncle, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Did you know of instances of mixed marriage back
yes,
in those
right.
days?
Yes, right. As a matter of fact, you're talking about when I was growing up.
Right.
Well, my brother-in-law is married to, she's half Chinese and half English.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a very good marriage.
Mm-hmm. And how did other people react to it?
I think they had some problems. They had problems. Well, you go to first reaction was the mother. She didn't want it. But again, afterwards, she found out what a wonderful person she was, and so she accepted it.
You mean guilt?
Yes, yes, his mother was very much against
uh-huh.
it.
Uh-huh.
As a matter of fact, they married rather late in life, simply because he wanted to please his mother. And when he went into the service, I think that his mother then consented because they had been going together for quite a few years.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe that it was not acceptable, particularly during his period, because he's a little bit older than I am.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did your parents feel it was important to send you to Chinese school?
No, I think that this is strange. My mother would, she was less Chinese than my father. My father, who was native born, wanted us to be more Chinese, and my mom didn't care one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as Chinese school, I think that my father mostly wanted us to realize we were Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
He never, I don't remember that he urged us to go to Chinese school in any way. I think he realized it was a impossible situation because we were in a small town.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How do you think most American-born Chinese felt about going to Chinese schools?
I think they resented it.
Why?
I think they felt like it was just taking so much of their time. They couldn't play when it was time to play. I mean, right after they get through American school, they had to head right for Chinese school.
Mm-hmm.
I have known that they just say, oh, what a waste of time. And then they talk about how they never really learned anything there. I think that some of it must have rubbed off, but
mm-hmm.
but their feeling was they weren't learning anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What did you or others that you knew of think of the way Chinese were portrayed in movies? In the earlier movies.
That didn't ever disturb me. I know it disturbs them terribly today, but it never disturbed me. I thought how wonderful they became actors and actresses. I never resented it. I know that there's the same type of resentment with the East-West players. They feel that, like a black man would say, oh, she always has to play a maid and things like that. You know, like the black person doesn't like this domestic bit. And Chinese don't like Caucasians portraying Chinese. Well, I guess because I'm not in that field, I'm not an actor, actress, that I don't feel that. Because I would feel that this American person is taking a job away from me, whereas I play this part. But I would say that we don't have a lot of great Chinese actors or actresses. So they have to go to somebody else. I don't resent it.
Mm-hmm. Did people ever protest?
Not to my
days?
Knowledge. I mean, like Anna Mae Wong, she always played this, you know. But I thought she was very, very good in her part. And
mm-hmm.
I thought, she speaks beautiful English. I'm very proud of her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And she used to come to the restaurant. She was a very nice person, really nice person.
Mm-hmm.
I think Gilbert and Florence knew her. He and his wife knew her quite well. She's
mm-hmm.
very nice. She was very thrifty.
Mm-hmm.
She loved Han Yu Yu. Oh. And after she got through, she always took it home in a little box. She was very thrifty.
What kinds of jobs did your father expect or hope that the children would have?
I don't think that I recall that he ever expressed any opinion on that. He only wanted us to complete our schooling. I don't remember that he ever said that there was any particular thing that he wanted us to be. I think at that particular period, he felt too, he realized the situation that there were not that many jobs open for Orientals at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But he did want us to go to school.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But remain Chinese at the same time.
Okay. Did your parents, were they religious at all?
I would say that my father was more religious than my mother.
Mm-hmm.
He was sort of in between, sort of Americanized and sort of Chinese in a way. It's like, Mom came from China, and she wasn't what you'd call the most exacting housekeeper. This would disturb him terribly, and he'd make us do the work. He'd say, now Mom's too tired, so he said, I want you to sweep all the corners, and I don't want any dust under the rug. He would say that. He made us do all those things, and I think that sometimes that rubbed off on my sisters, both of them terribly. I don't know that it rubbed off on me, but they are the most exacting people.
Did the family go to church?
Yes, we went to church. We went to church. Well, this was then a requirement of my father. We had to go every Sunday until we got to high school. Then we decided to go our own way. Well, we moved to Fresno then, and we would go occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
We'd go to the Chinese churches, and we thought that the sermons were somewhat lacking compared to what we were going, what we had, you know, gone to in the Selma churches. But after all, it was all spoken in English. Possibly we could not get the same feeling, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did your mother and father go to church with you too?
No, not that I recall. I think Dad went with us and Mom went with us at first, and after that it just was like Sunday school, that we'd stay for church services and then we'd go home. But it was a requirement of my dad that we must go to church. And I think really that church is a wonderful thing for anybody. If you really gain from it, that for me, I feel it was a good basic for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's something you can turn to. I'm not religious, and I don't go to church now, but that is my feeling. I'm glad that that my dad insisted that we go to Sunday school.
Mm-hmm. Do you think many Chinese were religious or sent?
No, I don't think they were. Some of them did it because that was the thing to do, but I would hate to think that I ever really got so overly religious that I'd have to live my life around religion. And yet I have a nephew who's gone completely religious, and I'm frightened for him, to be honest with you.
Oh. Okay. Which were the most important families in L.A. before the war? Or prominent families, or
let me see,
people or families who would stand out in your mind for.
Well, for one thing, I know that my in-laws, the Leongs, Gilbert's family, was very prominent.
In what way?
Like my mother-in-law was sort of a community leader in her way. She was the president of the New Life Movement Club, which was a purely Chinese-speaking persons. They have a Chinese women's club here, but these were more of the Americanized group that could. She was really dealt with the Chinese-speaking ladies, like more the peasant type of Chinese persons, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Not all peasant, I mean, that's not to classify them all that way, but many of them that participated were more that type.
Mm-hmm.
And there were quite a few prominent families. There was the Leong family, I believe, that's... I remember Lily Sue Hu, she comes from that family. There was that, I believe, of all the four honored ladies of the Historical Society, Louise Leong, she came, Louise Larson was from that family. And there were quite a few. I wouldn't know all of them because of the fact that I wasn't here all the time. I think the Sue Hu family is quite well known.
Mm-hmm.
Over to, they own an area over here. And of course the Hongs, very well known. And
I think you'd have to go to another source for really that, because mm-hmm. I don't know who mm-hmm. he really was.
Okay. Did you ever talk with your mother about how she felt when she first stepped off the boat and landed in the United States?
No, not really, because Mom and I really weren't that close, and she never did tell us too much, except that I guess when she first came, she must have been a very lonely person, and I think life really never began for her until she had her first child.
Mm-hmm.
By that I mean she felt that she was complete and that she was going to live here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, always the thought that I'll go back and see my mother, and of course she never did make that trip back. I wish she had seen her mother at least before she died, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of those things. Well, of course, the family came so fast. There were five mm-hmm. of us, after all.
Uh-huh. But she did plan to stay here. She didn't plan to...
No, I think she... Yeah, she definitely planned to stay here, but she wanted to make a visit back. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
And she never did do that. And now she has no desire, so there's nothing for her to go back to anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay.